Hallelujah. It's always a privilege, you know, to share the Word of God. And this afternoon, it is a privilege to be in the house of God, sharing that which God has placed on my heart for the body of Christ. You know, we came back from Israel, about how long ago now? Almost 2 months. We came back on the 25th of February, going on to 2 months. And I mean, like I said to people, it was the most awesome experience of my life. I mean, and I've been telling people, if you are a Christian, at one point in your lifetime, you must go to Israel. You know, when you read your Bible after you've been to Israel, it makes a big difference. You know, you're reading, you're seeing places in the Bible, and then you can easily picture those places. You know, every morning I make, as part of the declaration that I make when I'm praying, is you know, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds me and my household. And this time, you know, when we got back from Israel and I prayed that prayer, I could see, because I had seen the mountains that surround Jerusalem. You know, it is so awesome. And I mean, just go to Israel the next time around. Hallelujah. Amen. This afternoon, I want to share with us the topic of humility. Humility, and the title of the sermon is Humility, the Pathway to Promotion. Humility, the Pathway to Promotion. But before I start, I've got some quotes here that I want to share with you on humility. The first one says, it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. And that was by St. Augustine. Nothing sets a person so much out of the devil's reach as humility. Did you hear that? Said nothing sets a person so much out of the devil's reach as humility. That was by a guy called Jonathan Edwards. The third one, many will be scantily clad if clothed in humility. Unknown author. And you know why this author said that? It's in Colossians 3, verse 12. The Bible says we should clothe ourselves with humility. But this unknown author says, many will be scantily clad if clothed in humility, which means that humility is something that we all have to work at. So what he's saying is that we will probably be half naked if, as the Bible says, we should clothe ourselves in humility, because we don't have that, we don't have it to the extent that is able to cover us. That's why I said we will be scantily clad if we were to be clothed in humility. Clothe yourself, this is Colossians 3:12. Clothe yourself, therefore, as God's own chosen ones, his own picked representatives, who are purified and holy and well-beloved by God himself, by putting on behavior marked by tender-hearted pity and mercy, kind feeling, a lowly opinion of yourself, gentle ways and patience, which is tireless and long-suffering, and has the power to endure whatever comes with good temper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is powerful. Another one says, do you wish to rise? Begin by descending. Do you wish to rise? Begin by descending. Let's look at the book of Luke 14. Luke 14, and I'll read from verse 10. But when you are invited to go and recline in the lowest place, so that when your host comes in, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you'll be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, ranked below others who are honored or rewarded. And he who humbles himself, keeps a modest opinion of himself, and behaves accordingly will be exalted, elevated in rank. Those are not my words. Those are the words of God himself. Amen. Humility, I believe, should be the foundation of everything that we do. Here Jesus was talking about putting yourself in a lowly place so that you will be exalted, or that you can be exalted. You know, I don't know about other cultures, but you know, in Nigeria we have that thing as well. When people have parties, and I'm sure it happens everywhere, I've seen it happen here as well, certain places are reserved for certain people. And then, you know what? If someone who has not been asked to sit in a particular place goes and sits in that seat, you'll be disgraced. You'll be embarrassed because you'll be asked to leave. But God is saying here that even if you know that you deserve to be on that seat, put yourself behind. Let that person who is having that, let them be the person to call you forward. That is the, you know, that is what humility is all about. You know, I was watching a documentary recently on the royal family, and it says that the queen is always the last person to come, you know, when there's an event or whatever. She's always the last person to come in and the first person to leave. That's the way it is, you know. But then they said that once she broke that tradition at the funeral of Winston Churchill, she allowed the family of Winston Churchill to come in. She came in before them, and they came in last, and she broke protocol. That is humility. She did not have to do it because, you know, as it is, she is supposed to be the last person to come in and the first person to leave. But she chose, you know, to put aside her crown that day and allow the family of Winston Churchill to come in last. You know, the one that we serve, we'll get to that later. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he broke tradition as well. He left his throne in heaven and came down. He died and rose again for us. That is the height of humility. I have not seen humility demonstrated in that way. And I don't think it would never happen. That is the greatest example of humility that we can ever find or see. Hallelujah. John 13 and verse 12. John 13 verse 12. Says, so when he had finished washing their feet and had put his garments and has put on his garments and had sat down again, he said to them, do you understand what I have done to you? You call me the teacher, master, and the Lord, and you are right in doing so, for that is what I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, master, have washed your feet, it is your duty. You are under obligation. You owe it to wash one another's feet. For I have given you this as an example so that you should do in your turn what I have done to you. How many of us are followers of Jesus? Oh man, that was very lame. I said, how many of us are followers of Jesus? You believe in Jesus. So if you believe in someone, do you follow them and do exactly what they say you should do? Jesus says, for I have given you this as an example so that you should do in your turn what I have done to you. Wow. Humility is key in the kingdom of God. Amen. Without humility, we can't go far. Right. And I will prove that to you later. Remember I said the title of my sermon today, Humility, the Pathway to Promotion. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. You know, God gave me this message, I think about 4 weeks ago. I was in the house. I think it was a Saturday afternoon. I was just relaxing, you know, sitting down and just looking out at the garden. And I saw this bird. I mean, this happened over about a period of 30 minutes. I was watching this bird. It was going and coming. Going, flying away, and then coming back about every minute or so. And every time the bird flew away, it came back with something in its mouth. And what it had in its mouth was probably about a quarter of the size of the bird. And, you know, the Holy Spirit just said to me, it's in the Bible. You know, it's Matthew, let's quickly look at it. Matthew 6:26. It says, look at the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth more than they? You know, and that scripture came to my mind. I was looking at this bird, flying and coming back with food, almost a quarter of its size. Every time it flew away, every minute, it came back, and there was its mouth was full. And I'm saying, this is a bird. This is what Jesus was talking about. I am seeing it, you know, I'm seeing it live. Yeah. It is true. What Jesus is saying is true. But then, the second thing that happened, I noticed that the bird, every time it came back, it flew into, like, through there's a crack in the fence, and so it would go through it. Then I noticed that it came back once. It was on a high, there are two ledges. One was on top, one was below. It stood on the high one and tried to get through the fence. But it wasn't succeeding. It would go and come back. Then I noticed, then it dropped to the lower ledge. And then once it dropped to the lower ledge, it came up and it went through the fence. And I'm saying, And the Holy Spirit said, this is the way the Holy Spirit interpreted it to me. When it was on the higher ledge, it couldn't get through. But the bird came lower, and that was the time that it was able to come through. Humility, remember I said, if you want to ascend, begin by descending. That bird came down and it was able to go through that fence. And the Holy Spirit said, you know, sometimes some of us, it might be at work or whatever, we are given some tasks to do and we think that those tasks are below us. But you don't know that it is in accomplishing those tasks, in doing those things that God will bring about your elevation. And that, you know, that message, that struck me. And, you know, like Pastor Paul would say, that will preach. And I said, you know, that will preach. You know? And I said, a bird. I told my wife that. I said, this bird taught me two lessons. One, first, to depend on God for everything. And secondly, it taught me humility. The bird came down, you know, from the higher ledge. And it was when it came, the bird went to the lower ledge, that was when it was able to go through that fence. That is humility in practice. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Do nothing from factional motives. Through contentiousness, strife, selfishness, or unworthy ends, or prompted by conceit and empty arrogance. Instead, in the true spirit of humility, lowliness of mind, let each regard the other as better than and superior to himself, thinking more highly of one another than you do of yourself. Let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned for not merely his own interests, but also each for the interests of others. Hallelujah. That is very powerful. That is very powerful. Again, in 1 Peter 5:6, the Bible talks about, you know, bringing ourselves down so that God can exalt. It said, therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourself in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Remember I said, the humility is the pathway to promotion. The Bible says here, therefore, humble yourself, demote, lower yourself in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may do what? Exalt you. And exalt, you know, exalt, and it says, is it to raise to a higher rank or position? That is what exalt means. To promote, to upgrade, to elevate, to advance. And that is what the Bible says. When you humble yourself, the Bible says, in due course, God will exalt you. God will promote you. God will upgrade you. God will elevate you. God will advance you. God will raise you to a higher rank. When we learn to humble ourselves. You see, humility is now regarded as a critical business asset. A study conducted recently by the University of Washington says, and I quote, humble people tend to make the most effective leaders and are more likely to be high performers in both individual and team settings. Humble people tend to make the most effective leaders and are more likely to be high performers in both individual and team setting. When I read that, you know, what came to mind? God said to me, yeah, they've just looked at my book and just, you know, did some, you know, because if we look at Numbers 12, verse 3, the world is just latching on to what we already know from the word of God. The Bible says, now the man Moses was very meek, gentle, kind, and humble, or above all the men of the face of the earth. The Bible talks about Moses being the most humble man on the face of the earth. Now tell me, how many of us believe that Moses was a great leader? Yes. So what they're saying is not new. They're saying that humility, you know, is like the world sees humility as something that the most effective leaders are humble people. Moses was probably the greatest leader that Israel had. And the Bible says he was the most humble person on the face of the earth. So the world is telling us nothing new. But it's still good to know that the world, they've come to acknowledge, you know, the fact that humility is a business asset. How humble are you? How humble am I? What does it take to humble ourselves? That is the heart of the Father. God wants us to be a people who humble ourselves at all times so that he can have the opportunity to exalt us. If we want God to lift us up, if we want God to upgrade us, if we want God to pull us on a higher rank, then we need to be in a position to humble ourselves. Humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It is thinking less about yourself. Wow. I repeat that. Humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It is thinking less about yourself. Me, myself, and I know. That's what Pastor Cole called it, the something trinity. The unholy trinity. Hallelujah. Here's another great quote I came across. God does not take a man to great heights without first walking him through the darkness of the valley. God does not take a man to great heights without first of all walking him through the darkness of the valley. I'll tell you a story, and maybe it's confession time. I love driving. I love cars. In fact, I've had my UK license for 31 years. I don't have one single point on it. I haven't been responsible for any accident. The accident that I've had has been the other person's fault. So, you know, I love driving. In fact, my last birthday gift from the family was to the racing track. How many have driven a Lambo? Oh, nobody. Oh, you have. That car, woo. You know, I love driving. And so every time I'm on the road and I see someone, you know, kind of driving, I'm thinking, goodness me, how did this one get his or her license? You know, I'm so impatient. And you know, God said to me, because I was asking God, I said, you know, when I want to preach on something, I ask God, so God, where do I need to improve? What is it in my own life that I need to deal with in terms of what I'm preaching about? And God said, you know what? Every time you're driving and you say to someone, you are not, you know, every time I show that I'm impatient, I'm telling that person that I'm a better driver. And that is pride. I said, wow, ouch. That hurt. You know? So now, I'm going to have to learn. To let the slow drivers drive slowly and me just get on with life. You know, it's hard. I know it's going to be hard, but you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 9. So Naaman, we know the story, came with his horses and chariots and stopped at Elisha's door. Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored and you shall be clean. But Naaman was angry and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leper. Are not Abana and Papha, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and said to him, my father, if the prophet had bid you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather then when he says to you, wash and be clean? Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, and as the man of God had said, and his flesh was restored, and that like that of a little child, and he was clean. Say, God, may I have people who will put me low, who will bring me from my height down so that I can receive what God has for me. Thank God for the servants of Naaman. Thank God that they could speak to their master. I mean, it would have taken a lot of courage. You telling your master what to do in those days. I mean, you probably get the, even more than the sack, you could be killed, you know. And they said to him, you know, what does it take, my master? Just do what the man of God says. And because of that, Naaman received his healing. He would have forfeited receiving his healing if he had remained, you know, still had that attitude of pride. But he was willing. Let's give it to him. You know, he heard and he listened to his servants and he went and dipped himself in the Jordan, and we all know the story. He became clean. May pride not hold us back from what God has in store for us. May we, through humility, receive everything that God has planned and purposed for us. Amen. So what are the benefits of humility? Proverbs 3 and verse 34b says, I'll read. It says, yet he gives his grace, his undeserved favor to the humble, those who give up self-importance. That's what the Bible says. It's not me. Says, yet he gives his grace, his undeserved favor to the humble, those who give up self-importance. Are we ready to give up our self-importance? Am I ready to give up my self-importance? Am I ready to go low so that God can bring me up? Proverbs 22, verse 4. the reward of humility, that is, having a realistic view of one's importance, and the reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord, is riches, honor, and life. How many of us want riches? Well, I do. The Bible says it gives us honor and life as well. When we humble ourselves, when we bring ourselves low, that's another. Those are benefits of humility. Psalm 25, verse 9. He leads the humble in justice and teaches the humble his ways. He leads the humble in justice and teaches the humble his ways. I want God to teach me his ways. Because God's ways are higher than me. So I will pray to God to help me in every way possible to be humble so that I can be in a position to be taught by him. I want to know his ways. I want to follow his ways. Because his ways are higher. Humility brings us to the place where we are able to learn the ways of God. And if we know the ways of God, it is impossible for us to fail. Because God, the God that we serve, is a victorious God. And when we are on his side, we are victorious as well. I pray that we all will be in a position to humble ourselves to the extent that we will be teachable by God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And finally, Matthew 11, and I'll start from verse 29. Matthew 11, 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quietness for your souls. No. That's Jeremiah. Is it? That's Matthew, right? Yeah, it's Matthew. Okay. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to be borne. Hallelujah. Let's go back to the previous verse, 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble. Now, we are all children of the Most High God. As children, we want to emulate our Heavenly Father. Am I right? Okay. God is saying, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, that is lowly. I'm sure we all know that meekness is not doesn't mean someone is weak. And God says, and be humble, lowly in heart. Follow me, and you will find rest and relief and recreation for your souls. I want relief for my soul. I want refreshment. Yes. I want ease. Yes. And therefore, I want to humble myself. Yes. My prayer is that we will all allow humility to be the foundation of everything that we do. Yes. When we humble ourselves, God brings us up. Yes. When we humble ourselves, he exalts us. Yes. You know, to me, there's nothing more than being in a place where our Lord and Savior himself has been. He is our example. He is the one that we should follow. If God himself came down to rescue us, he left his throne in heaven. That is the height of humility. He did not have to do it, but he chose to do it so that you and I can have life and have life everlasting. So how much more we, his followers? What is it that you need to do that will bring you to a place where you know that you are humbling yourself, you are putting someone else above you, you are putting somebody else's needs above your own need? For once, what do you need to do? You know, think about it. What is it in your life right now that you are looking at and you're saying, I'm not doing that. You know, that is below me. You know, I'm not doing that. Having my manager tell me to do that task, you know, I haven't been employed to do that. You know that saying? That's not what I've been employed to do. You better do it so that God can lift you up. And do you know whether or not your line manager is using that to test you, to see how you will react? I'm challenging myself as well. You know, what do I need to do? What areas have I been kind of, I've shared an example of my driving, but I'm sure that probably more. You know, my wife is saying yes. We'll talk about that later. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just want to thank you for your word this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, because your word never returns to you void. Surely your word will accomplish its plan and its purpose in our lives. The entrance of your word brings light. And Father, I thank you for the light that your word has brought today. Thank you, Father, that your children have been encouraged and will continue to be encouraged and challenged by your word. Father, bring us to that place of humility. Father, we thank you that you showed us, you gave us the greatest example of humility by leaving your throne and coming to die for us. Father, I pray that we will learn that if we wish to rise, we need to begin by descending. Bring us to the place of humility. Father, whatever needs to be broken in our lives to bring us down, do it in our lives. Because we know that when you break whatever it is that is causing us to have a haughty, a prideful spirit, when you break us down, the Bible says you will exalt us. That is the time that you can walk on us. When we are clothed in humility, that is the time that you can exalt us. That is the time that you can refresh us. Father, we pray as your people that we will find ourselves in that position, in the position of humility. Humility, the pathway to promotion. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And amen.